If you're a woman seeking a safe space to hear genuine conversations about faith, family, mental health, and life as a modern day woman, then girl, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Desiree Ofori Podcast. Hi, hey, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Desiree Ofori Podcast and the video podcast version. If you're watching this on YouTube, thank you so much for clicking and joining us today. My name is Desiree, and today we're going to be talking about the value of pain. Now, how did I even come up with that idea, this topic of the value of pain? Today is my birthday. Let me know how old you think that I am in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. I'm curious to see how old you guys think that I am. Today I'm a little dolled up. Okay, I'm a little dolled up today. I have like some mini twists all curled up. I used some foam rollers and some setting mousse that has some oil in it. Let me take the little hat off. I have on a little hat, if you can't see, little straw hat. Got the curls, got a little short, little doobie-doo. And I've got the chunky earrings, got a little lip going on, got a little, you know, animal print, little dress top thing. Like, I'm feeling real cute, feeling really different. And today, like I said, is my birthday. So I'm a little dolled up for that, a little bit more than usual. But as I was emailing my email list today, I wanted to just encourage my email list instead of just saying, hey, here's a sale, which I do have a sale going on, 40% off July 18th through July 22nd, 40% off of all of my original artwork. So if you've been eyeing something or you're curious to see what I have, definitely go onto the website to see. But I also wanted to like lead them with some inspiration and some encouragement about what I've learned this past year. And one of the biggest lessons that I've learned this past year is the value of pain. And I want to talk today about the value of pain and how we can be confident in the pain and in these rough seasons that we go through. So the pain can be physical, it could be emotional, relational. It could just be like just generalized pain in life and just to understand the value that we can find in it. So the story that I shared with my email list is this. This past year, starting from June 2022 to, I would say, July 2023, I would count it. It's been a full year that I have been experiencing chronic sciatica pain and mid to lower back pain. Now, I already have scoliosis. We used to say that it was mild. It's definitely not mild anymore. It's definitely there. There's definitely a curvature in my back. I definitely do go see a chiropractor. Probably need to go more often, but I do see a chiropractor, so I'm good there. But somehow, some way, I'm not sure exactly what triggered it, but I started to have mid to lower back pain. And then as the year progressed, sciatica started to become an issue for me. Now, this was an issue because in 2022, the beginning of 2022, I was like, I want to start taking better care of myself. I'm beginning to feel some things change within me and I'm not really sure what it is, but I want to do, you know, my best to take better care of myself. And so I also have asthma that went away as a kid. I had it as a kid. As I grew older, kind of grew out of it. And then when COVID hit, and then some other things that happened basically brought it back to life. And so I wanted to rebuild my lung capacity. So I started walking and then also doing jogging. And I was doing really good the beginning of the year. And then around the time that June came, I started having the back pains and then turned into like sciatica pain. And then it came to the point where like I wake up in the morning and I don't know what kind of pain I'm going to be in or if I will even have any pain and how much can I do, because my body was just so out of whack, didn't know what was going on. So for the past year, literally, I've been like working on like supplements, creams, pain medication, and even that, trying not to take too much of that because hello, liver and kidneys and organs and things like that stuff. Taking too much of that can, you know, damage your organs. And so I was trying to be mindful of that, but I was like, God, I need something. I did different stretches. People gave me different stretches, techniques. I have a cousin who's a physical therapist, so she was giving me things to do. Again, going to the chiropractor, I got a TENS machine. Like if anybody suggested it or I researched it, I tried it, basically. And nothing gave me like a long-term relief from this pain. And so I started to have more compassion for people who have chronic pain all their lives. I'm like, people go through this for years and years and years. Like, how do you even deal? Like, I just cannot concentrate. It's beginning to be very like depressing. There's so many things that I want to do that I can't do, that I have to hold back from, because I'm like, I can't commit to certain things because I don't know how my body's going to be when that day comes. And so it just really put a damper on a lot of things that I wanted to do. But recently, I started to, let me back up a little bit. In January of this year, God put it on my heart to do low sugar to no sugar. So I'll say that again, low, L-O-W, to no sugar, like especially processed sugar, and to drink water only. Now, last year, 2023? Okay, so 2022, January 2022, God led me to not drink any alcohol. So I went on an alcohol fast for the whole of 2022. And I don't really know why, because I didn't really see myself as like an alcoholic or anything like that. But as the year progressed, there were certain things that I felt were broken off of me, some strongholds, some battles that I was struggling with mentally, that I felt like that consecration and that commitment and that loyalty and that fasting from that, when, you know, alcohol is readily available, it's not something that we always kept in our house or anything like that. But going out to dinner or parties, family events and stuff like that, it's there. And to be able to say, no, I'm not going to drink it, and to not really go into like, oh, because I'm fasting, I never gave anybody, unless like they really dug in to ask, then I would, you know, or I felt led to tell them, then I would tell them the reason why. But I saw the results of like spiritually and emotionally and mentally, like what happened for me, on a not so surface level with not doing the alcohol for a year. So in 2023, I was like, I was able to do a year. Why don't I just go another year and see how it goes? And then God put it on my heart to also include water, drink only water, and to go on a non-processed sugar pretty much diet. The sugar, I was thinking, okay, when I eat a lot of sugar, I'm gaining weight. I want to lose some weight. So that's going to be an easier way, I know, to lose the weight. And then also diabetes runs heavily in my family. And so some of the things that I was feeling within my body, I felt like it could have been related to that. So I was like, you know what? I want to be on my best self. Let me do that. Now, I never associated that diet or those, you know, diet restrictions as part of like what would help my back to feel better. Totally did not think about that at all. It wasn't until a few months later that I started to pay attention and realize, like, when I eat more dessert or more cake, or when I have more French fries or more fried chicken, and there was a period we were doing a lot of fried chicken, which is not really normal for us to do, like in my home, but there was a period of time where we were eating a lot more of it and I was buying it more. And I would notice like a couple of days later that I'm feeling more intense pain in my back. And so I started to put two and two together, and long story made short, I realized that I was having an inflammation issue, that the sciatica pain, nerves and things like that was related to inflammation in my body, and that there are lots of foods that you consume that can contribute to creating more inflammation in your body. So then I was like, okay, let's stay away from the sugar. Let's go back on the water only. Let's stay away from the greasy foods. Now, I would do good for a few days, or a few couple of weeks, and then I would fall off and cheat and have, oh, just one, it's just one. And the next thing you know, I'm like falling right back into it. So this was a cycle for about 3 months. And then in the end of June, I had food poisoning. And I did not know this, that food poisoning can trigger and exacerbate other pain that you already have in your body. And it's not just like a stomach thing. It was not obvious to me that it was food poisoning because I was aching all over my body. So I was just thinking I'm having a major flare up. I can't move to the side. I started vomiting. I was thinking it was the supplements that I took that morning because I didn't take any food when I took the supplement. So I'm thinking it's all of these other things except for food poisoning. When I realized it was food poisoning and how it can exacerbate all of these pain, you know, firing and all of this stuff in your body, I was like, you know what, when I get better from this, I'm going to do right. I'm going to do right. And so I did. And I tell you guys, it's been like 2.5 weeks. The last time I took pain medication for my back was July 4th. And I only took that, and today is July 18th. I only took that because I felt like a little tinge and I got nervous and I was like, let me just take something real quick because we were out with family and I didn't want us to get like stuck in me like being in pain because it's been that. Like we've been to Legoland and I'm trying to power through and we have to pause because I'm nearly in tears because the pain feels like knives are stabbing me inside and out. Like the pain can be so excruciating. But I tell you, since that day on, I have not had to take any pain medication. I have not been consistent with the supplements that I have was taking. I may take them maybe once or twice a week, if that. I feel some tingles here and there, but it's more like I can't even call it pain. I call it discomfort. And what this taught me was that there is value in pain. I say all that to say that there is value in pain. I have got back on track. So I'm not in pain. I've got back on track. When I woke up this morning, I had absolutely no pain. I feel healthier overall in my body. Since last year, I have lost 20 pounds. And I just feel like the change and the shift that I've made physically within myself, I see it also play out in other areas of my life. So like my spiritual health, I feel so much healthier in that way. In my mental health, I feel so much clearer and healthier in that as well. In my marriage, I feel like we are in such a good spot, probably like the best spot that we've been in a very, very long time. And those of you who know, been following me for a while, I suffered with postpartum depression with both of my sons. They are 8 and going to be 5 next month, August. And I suffered with that intensely for years. It wasn't like, oh, okay, 6 months, she's better. Like this has been like a fog over me for several years. And that hurted my mental health. It hurted my marriage. It hurt my mental health. It hurt my marriage. It did cause me to dig in deeper with God because I was like, I don't know what else to turn to. I need something constant. And God was the one constant thing that I had. So it helped me to dig deeper in my faith. That's where a lot of my spiritual growth has come in the last few years, but going through this pain has caused me to grow even more spiritually. And where I see the value of pain is that sometimes we think that pain is just like, oh, I don't want to have pain. I'm afraid of pain. I'm scared of pain. I don't want any pain. But honestly, pain is such a great, indicator that something is off and that something needs your attention. And that you need to be intentional about what you're paying attention to. And sometimes we think that the pain is coming from an obvious source. So we may be looking and saying, oh, the pain is because of this or because of that person or like because I slept wrong or whatever. But there are times when that pain can be caused by something deeper within and you need a different perspective. And until you stop looking at what's obvious and pay attention to what's deeper, go within, take a different perspective, maybe talk to somebody about it so they can give you a different insight that you may be missing because you're just so focused on the pain that you're not seeing the bigger picture and what's going on around you. If you don't do that, you're going to miss something vital and you're going to miss being able to bring peace and balance back into your life. If I didn't experience the pain, I wouldn't have known to pay attention to my body. I would have just continued living my life, seeing and feeling like things are kind of like off, wonky, but never truly address it because I just felt like everything was fine. I feel okay. Even though I feel off, like for the most part, I can get by with it. But with the chronic pain, it was so painful. I could not ignore it. And I needed to find something and nothing was working until I started to pay attention to my body, what I was feeding myself, researching about inflammation, learning about like, what can I do? And it wasn't an easy fix. In essence, it's an easy fix. Like, okay, just change your diet. But that's not an easy fix when you're used to eating a certain way, you're used to life being a certain way, and all of a sudden you have to come out of your comfort zone in order to, you know, get rid of the pain. You know what I mean? So that is how I see pain now. And when I experience pain, or when there's a painful situation or circumstance that's coming, like the Bible says, there's a season for everything. I just feel like seasons are necessary. Like, things don't stay status quo forever, because if things stayed status quo, there are so many things that you would miss out on, that you could improve on in your life, that you could change in your life for the better. But if things are just level out and there's no change, you don't look to make any changes. You don't look to grow. You don't look to see like where your ways may be toxic. Like, I was literally being toxic to myself because of what I was feeding myself. And there are certain things that may be okay for other people that they can get away with, that they're like, oh, I can eat that, or I could drink that, or I could do that, and it doesn't bother me. But don't get so tied up in like, well, they can do it, why can't I do it? They seem to be fine with this. Why does it have to be a problem for me? Instead of it seeing it that way, realize that we are all made unique. We are all made different. And there are certain things that you may not have answers to, but if God is leading you to do it, if God is showing you that this is a difference for you that you have to make, and you just follow it, eventually you may find out why, and you may not find out why. One thing I started to look at myself, especially with the alcohol, when I was like, okay, why do I need to give? Like, I don't really think that alcohol is bad. I know that people can abuse it. I don't see myself as abusing it. I could see me maybe it becoming a crutch to me, because, you know, of the whole like moms drink wine when they're stressed. And I'm kind of like one of those people that can be obsessive about certain things. So I have to be very mindful and very thoughtful and very intentional about like what I allow myself to consume, whether it's food, drink, what I'm watching, what I'm listening to, who's around me. Like, I have to be very, very careful, because I can be sensitive to those things. And so I have to be very careful about my environment and what, you know, and all that. And so one way that God helped me to see it is that it's not like I'm being set apart to be like, oh man, I'm being kept from something fun or exciting or like enjoyable. Like, everybody, what's the big deal? It's more of like, God is consecrating me. I always want to say concentration. It is a concentration. He is consecrating me for a purpose, and I'm set apart. The word says that we are set apart. And so if he wants me to set myself apart because of how I dress, how I speak, what I drink, what I intake, then that consecration usually means that I'm being set apart for something higher and greater. And I told a friend recently, I'm like, I just don't want to go to heaven and know that there were so many things that I had access to, that God gave us the authority to have, that God would have moved and done through me, and I missed that abundant life in that way, like an abundant spiritual life, because I was like, well, I want to be like everybody else. Like, I don't want to go to heaven and realize like, girl, what you could have done, what God could have done through you. And not from a pride standpoint, but just like, you wasted a lot of time. I just don't want that. And so for me, it's like, if I got to be consecrated, if there are certain things that I cannot do, I know that it's for my good. It's for the betterment of myself. And it's allowing me to get higher and to grow closer to God and to live a truly abundant life, not just in money, not just in finances or material things, but I want to live a spiritually abundant life. And I want to help you women to do that too. Like, a guy was showing me this week, I'm like thinking about the podcast and the art and everything. And like, why do I want women to be confident? I want you to be confident so that you can be confident in who God created you to be. And you can be confident in God's creations. And when you have that, like, you can live this abundant spiritual life that just allows you to move the mountains. Like, the word says that you can move mountains by faith, can move mountains. Like, there's so much that is, oh, I just get so excited. There's so much for you out there that God wants for you to have access to. And we miss out on it because we're not confident. We don't believe, or we want to be like everybody else, and we want to be comfortable. So pain is valuable. It allows you to see that there is more for you, that there is something that needs your attention. Being set apart is good for you because it shows you that God wants to do more, that there is something special about you. And no, you cannot be dilly-dallying with all of the other people. Like, no, it's going to feel lonely sometimes, but, and it may feel like, geez, I'm being like picked out for no reason, but it is for a reason. Everything God does in our life is for a reason. And it sounds cliche, but it's cliche because it's true. Everything he does is for a purpose with you in mind. The specific way that you are made, how you speak, how you talk, how you dress, how you move, how you interact with people, how you engage, how you need time to yourself, or how you engage with people, like everything, nothing goes missing by God. He is a detail-oriented God. And oh, I love that about him. I love that so much about him. One scripture I want to read to you that I read this morning, and then I will close, is from John chapter 11, verse 4, and it's about Lazarus, when Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus had died, and they had reached out to Jesus a few days before his death to say he was very sick and that he needed to come back so that he could, you know, heal him so that he would not die. When Jesus heard that Lazarus had died, he said, verse 4, it says, "This sickness will not end in death, but is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Again, it says, when Jesus heard it, he said, "This sickness will not end in death, but is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." And what I got out of that, I got something out of it that this morning, but I got something else out of it before I recorded this. The scripture came back to my mind. And it was that this sickness that I had, this chronic ailment that I had, it wasn't going to end in death. Like the nerve pain, it wasn't going to kill me. It may have felt like it at many times, but it wasn't going to kill me. But he allowed me to go through it because it was going to show the glory of God. God was going to get glory through it. And the way that God is able to get glory from it is because of the revelation that I have learned about the process of pain. The revelation I've learned about the value of pain and how I can share that with you, how in that pain, it caused me to grow closer to God. It helped me to look within and see what are some things that I need to change about myself. How am I going about my movements, my eating habits? What is it that I need to change or that I need to pay attention to? Because sometimes we think like, oh, I have to change everything. And sometimes it's like, God is like, no, I just need you to be aware of it and give me permission, like come into agreement with me to make the change so that when change happens, you can recognize that, oh, I was going through this and this was the problem, but now I recognize it was a problem. I didn't have the power to change it, but I came into agreement with God and the word that says, seeking you will find, knocking the door will be answered. And there's another scripture I'm going to read to you that goes along with that, but in that God showed me like he was glorified. He is glorified because now I'm taking care of this temple, this one temple that I have, this one body that I have. I'm not going to get another one. And I am taking better care of it. It helped me to see pain points in my marriage, pain points in my parenting, pain points in my mental health, pain points in my relationships with other people, pain points in my business. Like these pain points, they are just signals like, hey, we need attention over here. Become aware, change what you can. If you can't, you put it in the hands of God and allow him to do it and allow him to just completely just transform and do the work so that when you look back, you will see the difference. Like things used to be like this, but then God came in and totally turned things around. And I came into agreement with him and things turned around and changed for the better. And I'm so glad of where I am today. Okay, so I'm going to read the scripture that I had for you. The second scripture is John chapter 11, verse 40 through 44. And it's the part in the story of Lazarus when Jesus came to see Martha and Mary, when he came to see Lazarus. And they were all going on like, if you were here, he wouldn't have died. It's too late. He's already gone. And Jesus was telling them to remove the stone. They're like, oh, don't remove the stone. It's like really stinky. Jesus is like, remove the stone. So In verse 40, it says, Jesus said to her, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they removed the stone. Then Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd standing here, I said this so that they may believe you sent me. After he said this, he shouted with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, bound hand and foot with linen strips and with his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, unwrap him and let him go. The part that stood out to me is that Jesus is like, I know, God, that you always hear me, but because the crowd is standing here, I'm just saying this so that they know what I already know, that you hear me. And that just like spoke to me. It's like, God, I know that you hear me. You hear my desires. You hear my needs. You hear my heart. You hear my cries. You see my cries. You feel my pain. And even in the midst of the pain, you hear me. Even when it feels like you're not there or not listening or not paying attention, you hear me and you feel me. And sometimes there are things that don't get fixed just like that, easy, quick fixes, because, you know, there's like always needs, there's like, it's like, how do I say this? It's like there needs to be a witness so that other people can see it. Like people, like you could tell somebody like, oh, God healed me from this. But if you didn't have any witnesses, they're like, did you really go through that? But when you have witnesses, like people have seen you in pain. People have seen you struggle. People have seen you go through things. And in your heart, you're like, God, I know that I talked to you. And I know that you are a healer. I know that you are a deliverer. I know that you're a savior. I know that you can change things. I know that, you know, all the power belongs to you. Like you could do everything and anything. And so I believe you. My faith is enough, but sometimes he needs to use you as an example so that, and it feels like, golly, why I gotta suffer like this? Why? There's many things I've been like, Lord, whoever this is for, I pray they get it. I pray they get the lesson the first time, because I ain't go through this just for me. And I feel like there are a lot of things that we go through that, yes, God could handle in secret, but he allows you to endure, not only to build perseverance, and the word talks about that, building perseverance and building your strength, building your character, but also so that other people can be witnesses of the glory of God. There are so many family and friends who know that I've struggled with this for the past year. They've heard my complaints. They've seen the results of it. My kids, even, they have prayed and prayed almost every night. Like, God, please, in their prayers, please touch mommy's back. Please heal her. Even like this has strengthened their prayer life to know how to pray for somebody who is sick and to not give up on praying and to not be like, well, he didn't answer it yesterday, so I'm not going to pray it again. Like, this has been an example for them. So, you know, I thank God for healing. I am declaring that, you know, the healing, the pain-free symptoms, that they remain that way, and that I will continue to be intentional about taking care of my temple. I think at the end of the day, that's like one of the biggest lessons that God wanted me to see is like, yeah, I'm getting older and I could blame it on age and body and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I know that he not only wants me to take care of my spiritual temple, but my physical temple, and everything, you know, everything else will fall in line with that. So let me pray for you really quickly. And I just pray that this was a blessing to you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for hearing us, for seeing us, for being present with us, for taking care of us when we need it, for showing us and revealing the changes that we need to make within ourselves, in our lives. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to make revelations clear to us, that we'd be able to understand, that you would give us the confidence to follow what you're telling us to do and to do what is expected of us. I pray, God, that anybody who is in pain, who is struggling right now, whether it be a physical, mental, or emotional pain, or even a spiritual pain, I pray, Lord God, that you will meet them where they are. Show them where they need to relinquish control. Show them who they need to reach out to help lead them and guide them out of this. And I pray, Lord God, that deliverance will be theirs, that transformation will be theirs, that they will not have to suffer much longer, but that your word will come true for them the same way that you rose Lazarus from the dead and you healed so many sick people that you will do the same thing for them. Again, Lord, whether it's emotionally, mentally, or physically, Lord God, that you will show up for them and that you will heal them. Thank you, Lord God, for all of these things. In your name I pray. Amen. All right, you guys, have a great one. Until next time, stay safe and well. Be blessed. Bye.
Okay, one more thing before you leave. If you found any value in today's episode, do yourself and others a favor. Don't just keep it to yourself. Spread the word. Screenshot it, share it on social media, send a link to it via text message to your friend group. Let people know that this was valuable and that it will help change their lives. Also, it would mean so much to me if you can go and leave us a review on Apple iTunes so that other people who are shopping podcasts know that this is worth their time. And if you haven't already joined our email list, go ahead and look at the description bar. The link will be there. Or you can visit www.decaliseartstudio.com. You will get updates, you will get freebies, you will get inspiration, and you will also get friends and family discount on upcoming artwork and products. Until next time, be blessed and stay well.